On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials were down about 45 points, but it took a late rally of almost 400 points to accomplish that result. At one point today, the Dow and the Nasdaq Composite Indexes were down more than 4%, a huge sell-off coming after a week of steep declines. The rally, which actually pushed the Nasdaq into positive territory on the day, left traders scratching their heads, wondering what comes next. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
For the year, the Dow is down nearly 14%. The Nasdaq has now lost almost 30%. Anthony Chan is with Bank One Investment Advisors. He says investors are afraid the worst isn't over yet and that the coming weeks will bring new accounting scandals.
Well, right now, the psychology in the markets is very unfavorable. There is a lot of concern. There's certainly polls coming out that almost three-quarters of the American people don't believe corporate balance sheets. More than a third of the American people believe that not enough is being done to correct the situation. So frankly speaking, this is a dismal state for the equity markets.
Today, investors were reacting to news about two energy trading companies, Duke Energy and El Paso Energy, both of whom have acknowledged receiving subpoenas from federal investigators. Analysts say in recent days the selling momentum has been surprising, given that relatively few companies have been touched by scandal. Nancy Kimmelman is chief economist with SEI Investments.
The number of corporate accounting scandals is going to turn out in the end to be fairly minuscule and a small proportion of all the American companies out there. But there's enough of it going on that we have lost confidence, and the market is saying enough.
But for now, the perception on the part of investors appears to be that virtually no company is beyond suspicion. Today, President Bush again sought to reassure investors, saying despite problems plaguing corporate America, the nation's economic fundamentals remain strong. Mark Zandi with Economy.com says Washington isn't likely to be able to calm jittery investors, though, until they are convinced that all of the bad news is out.
I think part of the problem here is that the Bush administration is trapped in its own sort of intellectual box. I mean, their basic underlying premise is that the problems are related to a few bad corporate CEOs. And I think there's this general pervasive view, and I think rightly so, among investors that this is broader than that. This is an endemic problem that probably most U.S. corporations were engaged in some kind of, at best, creative accounting over the past 5-10 years. And until there's some systematic, broad-based changes here, no one's going to feel confident.
Tomorrow, financial markets will be watching for remarks from Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan. The Fed chairman is due to present his twice-a-year report on monetary policy to members of the U.S. Congress. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.